Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 until the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and president of Bottom Line Publications. Sarah, I need your website, please.
BottomLineInc.com.
There you go. And they can you can find all their twice monthly publication, Bottom Line Personal, which is unbelievable and a very important publication, and of course their annuals, their yearbooks, all those are right there. And Sarah's blog, your blog's podcast. There too, isn't it?
My blog is there. We have all sorts of great bloggers. We're gonna talk about my blog, we're gonna talk about David Shearer's blog, we've got podcasts, we've got an array of everything to help you be a better person.
So check it out, folks. So Sarah, let's talk about I want to talk about something you wrote about recently, which is the fight or flight thing. This is primal. I mean, in the our cerebral cortex, right? Is it the amygdala? I always forget.
The
reptilian part of our brain, the oldest part of our brain is fight or flight, right? And so we still have to have those responses as civilized humans, don't we?
Well, we do, and it's deep and it's raw. And I wrote a blog. We were having dinner with friends who sadly have a son who has a heroin addiction, and he's been fighting it for about eight, nine years. And the thing that was amazing to me was how great this couple was doing in their marriage, because that could destroy a marriage, destroy a family. And that they responded to this problem, which is where I went to fight or flight. Like, it really was about resilience. And how do we, as individuals, respond to challenges in our lives? And you can either puddle, play victim, fall apart, or you can address it head on. And you can figure out problem-solving solutions, and you can support it. And I think we have a resilience problem in this country, that people are losing the ability to problem solve. Mm-hmm. They're going victim. They're going let somebody else solve it or blame it. But all you have is yourself to hold on to.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. And then after I had dinner, I did a podcast actually with a guy named Dan Clark. He had been an NFL football player, an American gladiator, and then he had a heart attack. And he's sitting in the hospital going, I want to die. And he was absolutely rock bottom, and then he bounced back. So I did this great podcast about how could he bounce back? He'd had a bunch of stuff in your life. And it was things like he shifted his perspective, that you have to open your mind. Like, you think, you know, whatever tragedy happens, you think your life might be over, but it may not. You just have to open your mind to other possibilities, change your perspective on what your life's going to be. He wasn't going to be an American gladiator anymore, but how could he help people operate in a different way?
But you know, Sarah, if you're a small business owner, every small business owner who's been in business at least a year listening to us right now are saying, well, you know what? If you want no stress, you ought to be a small business owner. I mean, the people, if you survive as a small business owner, you understand about fight or flight. You understand about resilience. You cannot be a sustainable, successful small business owner if you don't understand about resilience.
Well, some do better than others, but yes.
I agree.
Again, and how are they succeeding? It's what can I control, right? So, you know, and every day we face challenges. I'm actually interviewing Mark Randolph from Netflix, co-founder of Netflix. I was just reading his book. And the problems that Netflix faced in the beginning, the same problems you've challenged, the same problems that your listeners have fought against. Every day there's a problem. And as a leader, you have to be creative. You can't let it kill you. You have to, you know, let it stop you for a second, and then you have to shift your focus and go, okay, what's another way around this rock? What's another way over this problem?
One of the ways small business owners do it, and I believe this with all my heart because it's the way I am and it's the way the people I know are, they own whatever it is. What I like about being a small business owner is whatever comes in my front door, opportunity or challenge, alligator or a Christmas present, it belongs to me. And mm-hmm. and I think the way to deal with this is to say, all right, this is happening to me. I'm going to own it, but it's not going to define me. And you deal with it. But that's the resilience. But that's what you're saying. You're concerned that we're losing that in the population. Never mind the small business sector, but in the population.
I think the small business. Right. Thank God for the small business owners.
Yes.
Who are moving past that. They are not the victims. They are the actors. You know, Newton's mm-hmm. first law, a body in motion stays in motion.
Right.
They know how to move and to bob and to weave and to continue. But what about their workers? How many people,
mm-hmm. their children.
What are we doing culturally?
The children. We have not taught the younger generations how to be resilient, have we?
They have got to be able to do that. They can't get stuck. You can't get stuck in your fears. And every business owner, and again, I do it too. Every
yeah.
time I've got some law that gets passed, my postage goes up.
Mm-hmm.
You stop, you go. I can't tell you how many times we used to have a conversation. We're going out of business because postage is going up.
Mm-hmm.
42 years later, we're not out of business, and postage has gone up I don't know how many times between then and now. So that business owners know how to solve that problem. They know how to stay in motion. They take that stress, and they don't let it paralyze them. They fuel it, like the coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
You use your coffee for your energy. Some of them use those alarm bells to
yep.
go, oh, I have to attend to this.
We're going to have to all realize, though, Sarah, everybody, I mean, eventually, even the people who don't have resilience, if they're going to survive, I mean, at some point in time, you're going to run out of people to blame. You're going to run out of people to help you. You're going to have to get up on your own hind legs and deal with it. You're going to have to find a way to claim some resilience in your life. Well, we'll take a quick break.
Well, and your business
Sarah.
And your personal life.
That's exactly right. After the break, more to come with Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.